Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
That's right. And it is a special episode for us to actually, before our guests arrive, kind of talk about what we have going on. You know, I have recently launched my own show, Way Up with Angela Yee. Nationally syndicated, baby. And actually, tonight is my launch party for the show. And to be honest, like, it was a journey to get there. I know, like, I knew I was getting a show, but then the date kept getting pushed back, and it was a big deal because it is nationally syndicated, so it's a lot of moving parts, a lot of different markets and behind the scenes activity, so
a lot of hands in the pot.
Yes. And so it was a long time before I found out about it, and then I was able to announce it. But then even after I announced it, for me to even get started,
it was a setback and a setback and a setback.
Yeah, it just took forever. But now it's been a little bit over a month. You know, Jasmine Brand has been showing up faithfully to help out. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. So I just wanted us to all take a moment to celebrate what we have going on, because I feel like we need to do those things.
Every once in a while, we need to, you know.
Yeah, we need to be like, shit, this is what I'm doing.
This is what you're doing.
Okay, so Gigi, let's talk about you.
So yes, I have a docuseries that I am a part of. It's produced by Jermaine Dupri, and it's about Magic City.
Oh, shoot.
The Magic City docuseries. Not sure of the network or if I could say that just yet, but I will spill the tea that I can spill. And that's that it's a three-part docuseries. It's being filmed, of course, in Atlanta. And it's to not only just tell the story of Magic City, but to tell how the culture is integrated between the city of Atlanta and the music scene, and how it all just meshed into this one melting pot of greatness, of magicalness, right? Y'all know, I'm never home but always repping. I love that place.
Right.
Magic City changed my life. So to get the phone call to do an interview for the docuseries, that was a no-brainer. However, after speaking to production on our initial Zoom call, they actually asked me to narrate alongside Jermaine
Dupri. It only
makes
sense.
And Big Madge. So this is like a huge deal.
Right,
and
yeah.
I've already done my interview. It was amazing. Like, the whole team and everybody, they made me feel so special. And, you know, they were so welcoming and so just there. And it was a really good time, good vibes. And So that's part one.
Mm-hmm.
Part two is once they've done all of their interviews, and they're interviewing like everybody.
Nice.
Big names, 80s strippers.
Oh, nice.
Strippers from back in the day. You know, Magic City has been 40 years almost in
it's
the same
like
building,
the most
same
famous
owner.
Strip club,
right? Yes. It's
I
like
think
the Mecca
it is
of strip.
Probably, like, what other strip club is more famous than Magic City?
No, it's like the Disneyland of strip. But yeah, so once they finish interviewing and, you know, they cut the storyline and I go back and I actually sit and do my second filming, which would be the narration. And I'm so excited about that. I think I'm way more excited about narrating than I am about telling my story, because that's a no-brainer. Like,
yeah.
You can't tell the story of Magic City without adding my six-year span.
It's a different lane,
done.
Though, that could lead to a lot more things,
and
too,
that's
for you.
What also makes me so excited about that situation, because it's almost like I can put on my resume that I do voiceovers now. Like, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe this might lead to me getting some type of hosting gig, or, you know, who knows what doors this will open up. So I'm very excited. I'm very grateful. Very extremely grateful.
I'm happy for you. And you got to do your press run too for that.
And I'm also proud.
Yeah, we're proud of
you. I'm proud because y'all know we get beat up. You know, strippers get, and I will always refer to myself as an entertainer, you know, because that's what I did. That's who Gigi McGuire was. Like, Kafi is the woman. Gigi McGuire was the stripper. So no matter how far I move from that in life and move on, that will always be something that will be in the core of who I am. So strippers get put down for making money naked. They think that every stripper is a prostitute or a drug addicted or has a pimp or don't take care of their kids or whatever the case may be. And it's just like, even with the reality show I did, Beyond the Pole, it's always about changing the narrative. It's about showing what's really what and really letting you see that these are movies that's portraying us like this. This is like stories that are being made up that's portraying like this. And yes, there are some, you know, that
just
are
as
that
there
way,
are, there's receptionists that are like that.
Exactly.
No,
listen, I tell people all the time, a little off subject, but I tell people all the time, my regular friends were bigger hoes than my stripper friends, period.
And you know, that's part of why I started lip service in the beginning, to show that when I was that serious, to show that women, no matter what it is that you do for a living, because it didn't start off with celebrities. It started off with like regular women with jobs, just kind of telling sex stories and things that they did.
Telling their little
just
trades.
To show that like, it don't matter what your job is. Mm-hmm. Women do sexual things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all having sex for the most part.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And, you know, so I that was part of what I wanted to do. And then also, like, highlight some of these women who were in the videos that you got to see them but never got to hear them talk and hear their personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no date yet. It'll be probably, I don't know, to the beginning of next year, the end of this year. But, again, I'm very proud and excited, and I'm just happy that I have these experiences to be able to speak on and to relive and, you know, just to...
Well, congratulations.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
I
cannot
wait.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Yeah. And yeah, we're going to celebrate when the time comes and, you know, premiere and all of that. We'll do like the press run. And
we coming to Atlanta, baby.
And, you know, we'll do a Magic City Monday.
And, you know, we'll be on right up on Way Up with Angela Yee doing that. Gigi co-host.
Yes.
All right, now, Miss, I'm not just a brand, I'm a Jasmine brand. Let's talk about you and what you have going on.
So that was a bar.
Right. It was. So I'm spending most of my time here in New York. I've been guest co-hosting on your show, Way Up with Angela Yee.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an exciting time, super busy. The Jasmine brand is still around and thriving and growing.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a hiatus right now for Brutally Honest with Jasmine brand. It comes back in the fall.
Fox Soul.
Yes, on Fox Soul. They're still running those episodes. So I've just been staying busy.
Who is your favorite person that you interviewed on Brutally Honest? Besides me.
Besides you. I don't know if I had a favorite. You know who was very chatty and entertaining? Dapper Dan.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
Yeah, really, he's got some great stories.
He has great stories, and he talked about all these scams he used to run.
Oh shit!
Credit
we
card
love
scams.
That.
Yes. You know, I love a scam
we love
story,
a scam, right?
Yeah.
How he got locked up, and you know, just all kind of.
And now look, right?
Yeah, he's doing well.
I love a good story.
See, that probably was my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, great, and we love having you on Way Up at Angela Yee.
Thank
People
you.
Love hearing
yes,
your voice.
I'll be tuned in, y'all.
Thank you.
As
we have a good time. We have
and
a really
she gets
good time.
Brutally, hairily honest.
Yeah, I talk about you know, I like embarrass myself.
not really.
Really. That's embarrassing, but it's like whatever.
All right, now Laura, Miss Laura Moore, let's celebrate you.
Well, thank you.
So I just recently kind of relocated and spend most of my time now in New York.
Everybody's in New York.
Everybody's in New York.
Well, Gigi's here every now and then.
I pop out. She pop in and pop out.
So I officially took the position as the general manager for Coffee Uplifts People.
Okay. Holly.
And that super exciting for me because right before COVID, I said, I'm done with the corporate world. Fuck them. But it's just a pleasure to be able to start a foundation and start from the beginning for a brand that is amazing and that is for the community and is for the people. And just the name Coffee Uplifts People, that's me. I'm a service person. My love language is service and a people's person. And this brand actually embodies everything about my personality. So I love it. I'm meeting so many good people. Of course, been on and off here interning and learning from the best. I mean, Jasmine Brand, Angela Yee, Gigi on lip service. So this is going great.
You're also relaunching your boutique online.
And I am relaunching my online boutique, God willing, by May 1st. April 1st, but May 1st, depending. I will be out. And I'm super excited about that because I started that during COVID. You know, everybody was like, you know what? What I'm going to do, let me start something.
Figure
and that's something that I started. I literally went on Google. How do you start an online store?
You can find anything on Google, by the way.
Anything on Google.
Step by step. I kind of invested all my savings, went through depression, went through all that stuff. But it was pretty much I paid for a 4-year course within a year to learn the right way to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited to relaunch it. The mission is to just highlight up and coming minority and Black up-and-coming artists. I don't want to go with vendors from China or any other place. So if you are a designer or a up-and-coming anything and you want to go ahead and get your things out, it's just pretty much a way to promote
those
people. You know. So I'm excited about that. And yeah, I'm back in New York and I'm ready to do it right this time. I miss my babies, but it's a sacrifice we got to make.
Okay. See, I just wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to kind of talk about what they're doing. Now I want to see where everybody is as far as relationships in their life. Because it's lip service. What do y'all want me to do?
Right.
Because I'm wondering, do you feel like work is, you're more focused when you're in a relationship and you have something going on or when you're single? Don't all jump in.
I feel like it doesn't really change much for me. I don't think that I let relationships. There was a time when I did. Mm-hmm. There was a time when I wasn't going to work because I was always with my man traveling the world, spinning the globe backwards. So, you know, that was that time. But at this point in my life, I feel like right now I'm single, but even when I was in my most recent relationship, I had the same things going on. I had the same drive. I was, you know, moving the same way. So I don't think that relationship stopped me from being focused on getting to the coin.
What did you learn from that period of your life where you were traveling the world and kind of like, would you do it like that again? Or do you feel like you would do things differently?
I would definitely do things differently. I wouldn't make so many just rational decisions. I would try to think things out and have a broader plan, a clearer plan. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just made this decision, that decision, that decision, and I without really thinking them through. It was a learning experience, though. And one thing I took from that is that I will never, ever in my life give a man full authority over my life and finances. Because, you know, at that time in my life, it was just like, oh, he saved me from being a stripper and I don't got to work and I can do whatever I want. And we always on a plane and I don't got no bills. But when the shit got snatched, I'm spending like, my head trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And at this point, that was my twice removed relationship. And at this point, it's been over, 5 years? And I am at a point where I'm able to provide the same lifestyle for myself that he was providing for me. I'm able to live the same way. And it feels even better because I'm doing it for myself and on my own and not having to depend on a man for it. But I'm still taking gifts and I'm still taking trips.
And
you know what I'm saying? I'm single and you know, I'm dating and I'm hustling and I'm here.
Okay.
With my girls.
Now, Jasmine, let's talk about you and your status right now. You do have a baby.
I do have a baby.
Little baby Rain.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with you? Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
Okay. All right. Have you been dating or no?
Nope.
I always tell guys it's harder for women when you have a from like my friends who I know when they have kids, men can get out there and do whatever, but it's harder for women. I feel like, because being like a caretaker and also so many changes that you go through, like when Cash Doll was here and she was talking about everything her body went through and she just didn't feel the same after having a baby and all of that. Sometimes it's a lot harder for women to feel like, and you've been working so much too.
Yeah, I think it's more, well, yes, because I have a child, and then when I'm not, you know, being a mom, I'm working. And so when I'm not working, I'm being a mom. So, and I'm kind of okay with it. Like, I'm cool right now. I'm cool. So. Okay.
So what do you do to get off?
In the time of need.
You got a treasure box, girl.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
She played with the hair on her legs. Amazing.
I'm always going to be okay.
I mean. Yeah. Okay. All right. What about you, Miss Laura Mora, back in New York? You like the guys better in New York or Miami?
New York. Yeah. New York, it's the bigger.
Yeah, I'm so sick of New York, man.
Okay. So yeah, I kind of like it better in New York because you have, like, it's more, it's so many different type of, you know how they're like, oh, change your type, maybe the type you're dating. Miami, it's the same people and it's people, Miami is not a dating
scene. New York is a bigger pool.
New York is a way bigger pool. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning that there's different meanings to dating and things like that, but I'm not specifically dating. I'm single. I'm hella single. Am I mingling? I'm really busy right now and just focused on me, myself, and getting myself to a point where I'm happy by myself.
Me, so you got some flowers on Valentine's Day?
I definitely did get some flowers on Valentine's Day. I've been getting amazing gifts for my birthday. I got a really good gift. Like,
high five.
Yeah, like I've been getting good, and that's what I'm saying. Like, New York, like. Yeah, New York's been it for me. I'm enjoying New York.
What's a really good gift?
So I just, the last gift, that's what's going on, I'm talking about them, goddamn. But this last gift I got, I got to say it. It's like
a spa. Like the microphone
right. It's like a spa. I haven't used it. First of all, the gift, you get in an email, you got to put on headphones to like get the gift. And it's like a meditation. Oh. And it's like a spa retreat air.
Oh, okay. Air.
Yeah.
Ancient baths.
Yes. Oh, so it's going to be like a 2.5 hour like whole process.
That
so
was actually featured on Billions.
Okay. Ooh, boy, you got, okay. You got your little 5 points back or whatever. But yeah, so that was pretty cool. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do it because I am so busy, but I love that because I'm the type of person that when I meet a person, I'm all in.
That's you a know, good gift.
My past relationships has been all in. Like my relationships have been my baby daddies. And it's been relationships where I've cut off my friends, I cut off my life. Like it was all about this person and never realized that they were just insecure and narcissists and things like that. So being able to just love myself and learn myself and actually appreciate my friends and my friendships and the things that I'm learning about being a woman, like I'm in the best place. So I don't know, I may be single forever and just have a Rolodex of men that if today I want to do this. But no, I'm single and I'm happy and I'm just right now focused on myself and I'm dating me, myself, and I.
Period. Okay.
And if, you know, I want, I'll accept gifts and I'm definitely.
I'll accept gifts. Y'all got to stop.
I definitely will accept gifts.
Girls like gifts. That's my hashtag.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, well, Jose Osama just walked in.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, I gotta move.
Yes, what's up? You caught the tail end of that. what's going on? All right, well, Lil Zay Osama just walked in. We were over here just kind of talking about before you got here, all of the things that we're happy of and like celebrating. So why don't we have you join in too and just like some things that you want to celebrate?
For sure. As far as like what, anything?
Like anything what's going on in your life? In your
any
life?
Recent accomplishments? Mm-hmm. Any
sometimes
goals
we don't,
you meet?
We don't take the time to think about like, damn, I'm so hyped that this happened for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm really so hyped that all this happened for me as far as, you know what I'm saying, getting signed, mm-hmm. coming up, living out my dream, you feel me?
Right.
Congratulations.
I'm happy all this came out for me. Okay. I'm working on my first album right now. Mm-hmm. So
coming out this month, right? March.
Supposed to be. Mm-hmm. At the end of the month.
Okay.
For the trenches.
For the trenches.
For sure.
Now, that's good because a lot of times artists will tell you, like, I like being independent because you had a good following already without mm-hmm. being signed. Mm-hmm. So what made you say, okay, I'm going to take that leap?
I don't even know. At that time, it was just like getting signed was everything to me. So mm-hmm. I was just like, finna go on here. Plus, they was offering a lot of money, too.
Okay.
So I'm like, finna go
on here. He said, that'll do it.
Right. Check yeah. was right. Might as well.
And bag will do it.
Now, listen, I was trying to see if there was stuff that you had done. You know, this is lip service. It's a show about sex mm-hmm. and relationships.
Uh-oh, you blushing?
He's ready. It's like, here it goes.
Lock and loaded.
But you ain't
hot
got no
seat.
But you ain't got no emotions or nothing. Is that a real thing? Because I know guys try to act like they don't have emotions. And
I got emotions. I'm okay. in a relationship
he
right
a
now.
He a Gemini. Oh, he's a, see, he's in a yeah. relationship okay. right now.
You're a Gemini, right?
I'm a Gemini.
Me too. Sure. And I dated a Gemini for like 13 years. Listen, you have emotions.
He's in a relationship. So
yeah, he's in a relationship.
Yes. So you be saying I love you when they come to woman.
Not to everybody. Not to her. Just the one woman, yeah.
Okay. Sure. What made you decide she was the one?
That was my childhood crush. You feel me? When I was growing up, that's who I used to see. Used to like her. I used to want to fuck with her, but I never like attempted to try to talk to her. You feel me? Until I became who I was. Then I seen her again. I'm like, yeah, I need her.
Oh, you got to watch the Five Heartbeats one day.
How long have y'all been together?
5 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's 5 years. Good. That's good time. That's amazing. So that's interesting that you waited until you got to a certain position. We were talking about that on a previous episode.
It wasn't
episode.
On purpose, though.
But just how you felt.
Yeah. It wasn't on purpose. It was just like, in the moment, I'm like, damn, that's her from back then.
The timing was right.
Let me get her. You feel me? That's how it went. It went on purpose.
Did she, and then when y'all finally hooked up, was she like, yeah, I noticed you too?
Yeah, she the one that reached out to me first.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
See, there you go.
Yeah. She reached out to me.
So you might not even done it.
Yeah. You think you would have reached out to her at all? Or you?
I'd have probably had to see her in person or something. Mm. You feel me? She wasn't like no big person to where I see her on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I probably had to see her in person and then I would have took my shot.
So would you say you're shy when it comes to women?
No,
I'm just wondering. We're just trying to get some ideas here.
Ain't no Gemini man shy, please.
We love the women.
Not that you don't love them, but it feel like you wasn't too, you know.
Nah, back then, I don't know. I was just young and probably shy around that time, but like I'm grown now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let them know. How many, so you have children, right?
Yeah.
How many?
Three.
Okay, three kids.
Yeah.
And so how old were you when you had your first child?
Damn, how old was I? I had a possible too. That was supposed to be mine.
Okay, and it wasn't?
I still don't know.
You didn't do a test?
You got three and a possible.
She didn't want to do the test.
Okay.
Oh, that's because she know.
Well, yeah, she know what's up.
That so was the whole plan A, so plan B, plan along. C. Mm-hmm. It was plan C. Mm-hmm.
I just left it alone.
So that's a real song.
Huh?
That song.
What I was talking about in the song, X Bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a real song.
Oh, I was scared of that song.
It's an aggressive title. I'll tell you
that.
Right. Let's talk about what inspired that song.
What inspired the song? It wasn't just specifically about one girl. That's the thing. It was about two girls.
Oh.
You feel me? But certain lines and that was about her, certain lines and that was about her, but it was all a real song. You feel me? But it was just about trying to get over on me. She was trying to get over on me the whole way through. Both of them. You feel me? So that's why I made the song.
Who you think is grimier, men or women, when it comes to relationships?
I don't even really know, for real.
Men.
Why you say that, though?
Because y'all relentless. Y'all be disrespectful with it. Like, if we do some shit, we do
y'all
some shit, but we still, we sneaky,
it's
but
low. We keep it
we
low.
We do be sneaky, but we keep it low and we stay respectful. Y'all just be blatantly disrespectful.
See,
and
don't I don't
give
know what.
Fuck.
Look,
that's what
I
make it grimy.
I've seen all type of women. All women ain't sneaky and respectful with it. Mm-hmm. Bitches do shit for the get back. They trying to get back at you and hurt your heart. And
but
play mad.
I mean, exactly.
That's retaliation.
Yeah, but if you want to get, don't just want to get retaliation.
But don't do it to make us want to get
listen,
retaliation.
If I do something to you, I want you to leave me the fuck alone. Don't play tit for tat with me. Just leave me alone. That's how it's supposed to go.
It ain't
now, if you play tit for tat with me, then we going to get back together. And then I'm going to fuck up again. You're going to be wondering why. Because that last shit you did.
Yeah, and it's going to be a never-ending cycle.
And it's going to be, it's going to keep
like
on going.
I lived like that for 11 years. I know all of it.
It's a toxic cycle.
With a Gemini.
You
with
a Gemini. You know.
We both Gemini.
You know how we get.
Me and my ex are both Geminis, and that's what we did to each other for 11 years. Tip
that was exhausting.
Tip for fucking tat.
Was like, I was tired.
I wasn't in it. I was exhausted.
Tip for tat. She was around. Tip for tat.
It looked fun.
You said it looked fun? All right, well, let's have some real moments right here. So what do you think is the worst thing you've ever done to a woman that you like, damn, I can't even believe I did that?
Fucked up friend.
Best friend?
Kind of a best friend. It was.
She was close enough.
And did you do that on purpose to make her mad, or you just did it because you could?
I ain't know. But the girl knew. She could have told me.
Right.
Mm. I don't know if I'd have stopped or not, but.
You wouldn't.
So that wasn't her best friend if you didn't know.
Yeah, how you ain't know?
They had their own shit going on. You know how people be like, that's my best friend from outta, but we don't hang with each other every day.
Mm-hmm.
But they
it
still
was that
talk
type of situation.
And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, one of them unbreakable bonds until your dick broke in the middle.
Damn.
That was that's what
Damn.
Solidified the friendship status.
And so she found out.
Yeah, she found out.
How?
Her friend.
Oh, her she friend told her.
She set you up.
Damn.
Told you wow. that nigga went shit.
He still vibes that's by it too.
Man, you can see it all in
she,
his face.
No, she tried to act like she ain't know about me and her.
Okay.
But this when I was first coming up, and you feel me? So she probably ain't know. I don't know. Mm. You know how Instagram is. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like that back then. You feel
okay.
me?
Okay, so maybe she didn't really know.
So she probably didn't know. Mm-hmm. But then when that time came, it was like, damn, you fuck my nigga. It's over with for you.
Oh, damn. Who'd you like better?
My girl.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. I thought he was going nice to say the friend.
I liked her. I just fucked
his
friend.
Pussy was better. That's what I want to know.
That's what he's saying.
Pussy was better.
His girl, he's saying, right?
Who you like better and who pussy better?
Definitely not that hoe.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel like... let me ask you this. Do you feel like you have to perform well every time because you know women going to talk about you? Like you can't...
It ain't even... I ain't even thinking like that when I'm performing. I'm just performing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it go.
Do you do everything? Like, are you going to, before sex, are you going to eat pussy? And then...
I'm not just eating any bitch pussy. That shit over with.
It's over with.
Not anybody, over with, but... Not,
listen, but you know how women got a body count? Men yeah. got a body count for eating pussy. I remember it was times that I was 17, still ain't ate pussy. Cause I was like,
that's
nah,
not
hell,
at all.
Nah.
You said that like
I'm just saying, I was 17.
I mean, like, only 25.
Niggas doing
crazy.
This shit at 15 or 14 nowadays. Yeah. You
know? Right, I know, but I'm just saying, 17 me? Ain't crazy. So 17 is when you did it for the first time.
No, he wasn't doing it at 17.
I know, but I'm saying he was 17, but then
I
it
think
must
it
have
was
been...
probably like going into 18 years old. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I came home, I was locked up.
Right.
You feel me? And I came home, and then that's the first time I ate pussy.
Did she ask you to do it, or you just did it because you wanted to?
I just did it.
You knew what you was doing?
Come on, man.
No.
I'm a goat.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. How you believe you?
Guys all think they know what they're doing.
They do.
Right, and don't. Like, if you already knew how to do it. Because there's grown men that still don't know how to do it right.
They
so.
Think they know.
It's our fault, though.
You just
got to
know the pussy. That's it. You got to know the
good
pussy.
Answer. Good okay. answer. Good answer. Great answer.
That's a
and
great answer. You got to know the pussy. Not only do you have to know the pussy, you got to know the woman. Yeah. Because every pussy understands
what he meant. That, too.
Yeah. Was it somebody you was talking to while you was locked up?
No, when I was locked up, I got rid of the old bitch when I was locked up because she broke bad on me. You feel mm-hmm. me? So when I came home, I got in a relationship with my new girl. You feel me? And that's who it happened to.
Okay. 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 She missed out. She was like, damn,
yeah.
I couldn't.
The old bitch.
Put in all this time.
The old bitch ain't get it. She ain't get it. That.
That's funny. So did you talk to anybody while you was locked up or you just cleared off the whole roster and then?
I got locked up when I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sentenced to juvenile life. At that time, I had a main girl. Mm-hmm. Feel me? But it was like some kiddie shit. It was like my childhood shit.
Mm-hmm. You feel That's me? Young. Very.
Yeah. So she ain't stand strong and do what she supposed to do. She went ghosting.
She was 15 though, right?
Yeah, but still, don't you know what you got into, right?
Mm. I don't know, 15.
I don't know about standing strong at 15.
You know what you got into.
I don't know about 15.
You know what you got into.
Not at 15.
When you say she
But
is,
then when I come home, you
she
wanna,
want you back.
It's
right.
over with.
Yeah, I mean, you got it right already. That she right. fucked up. But I don't know if 15, I don't think she was emotionally mature enough at 15.
When she fucked up, you mean like what? She was dating other people where you was...
No, I ain't give a fuck about you
she
dating
ain't ride.
Other people.
She ain't
you
ride the bitch.
You kept them letters coming in, kept that money coming in.
She ain't ride the bitch.
You supposed to deal with
it. She like, I'm in 10th grade.
She had a job. She was in high school.
Oh, okay.
You supposed to did what's supposed to be done.
Got it.
All right, but you did come home and hit it again, though, right?
I did come
I
home
know
and
you
hit
did.
It again.
I know you called it right away. And then
That's
you...
just sad. I regret it to this day.
Oh, my God. You do?
He's still
you
bitter about why. It.
I think I know why.
Yeah.
Next question.
You're like, let's move on from
right.
that. All right. But all right, so see, that kind of reminds me of this song, Soul Cry. You know, it's interesting because people say that, like, with your music, because some of it is very, like, sad,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I'm just wondering for you growing up in Chicago and everything that you've been through, like you said, you was locked up at 15.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like when you make your music, that is really reflected in your music?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The long way. I talk about everything that I've been through. Feel what I'm saying?
You like, think it's, like, therapeutic for you?
For sure. It's like... And the whole world could relate to it. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of people been through what I've been through mm-hmm. or probably even worse.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So I put that shit in my music every step of the way. I don't stop.
Right.
Everything about my music is my whole life story.
I know. And it's a crazy life story already.
Oh, man.
Yeah, crazy.
Do you write or do you just go in and just... and
it sounds crazy, but I go in right off the top. Mm-hmm. Like, this shit all built up inside my brain already, so I just go in and just spit it out.
Do you ever get emotional while you're, like...
Yeah, for sure. About some of my homies that passed away, you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some of the bitches that broke bad on me when I was booked doing my little time, you feel me?
Right.
A lot of shit. Some of the guys that went left on me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's for like, sure. Normal. That's natural for you, I mean, those emotions towards that, yeah, type, those specific situations. Like,
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And to be a creative, an artist, and to release these emotions through your music, I'm sure it's very therapeutic for you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But how do you, I guess, after all of that, how do you trust anybody?
I don't. You feel me?
Is there anyone you trust?
Family?
My mama.
Your woman?
You feel me? My mama, my girl, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes she get iffy, man. It depends on the situation. I might not trust you. Mm. It just all depends.
Are you a person that feels that trust should be earned or given?
Trust should be earned, for sure. Mm. What the fuck I'm trusting you for? It gotta be earned.
You think you're trustworthy, though? Like, for your girl, you think that she should trust you?
Yeah, she should trust me.
Did you earn it?
Of course. How? I done been faithful for a
How
long time.
How do you
time.
Earn a person's trust?
Not fucking up.
Not fucking up, staying solid, being 100. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Not lying, not sugarcoating shit. Being bold about everything, you feel me? Bringing that shit to the table. Mm-hmm. Communication is key.
You said you've been faithful. And happiness.
Huh?
You said you've been faithful for a long time?
Yeah, I was faithful for a long time to my girl, you feel me? Of course I had little bumps in the road where I fucked up.
Wait. Which one is it?
What?
So you was faithful for a long time, but
faithful,
and then fucked
was
up a little
faithful,
bit.
I was
and then
faithful, and then but you got your shit back together. Bit,
okay.
But you know what I'm saying? I got my shit back together, you got feel it. Me?
Are you the type of person who can take accountability? Because some guys fuck up and they don't...
As soon as I fuck up, I'm going to say, hey, I'm wrong. You got it. Mm-hmm.
But is that when you get caught?
Huh?
You get caught and then you take accountability.
I get caught, then I take accountability. I ain't going
to
lie.
So if she was to get caught
I'm not just telling you shit.
So you see,
trying to find out.
So you said earnest trust, meaning like, you know, you just straight up 100. So if she come to you and tell you, babe, so I fucked up. Like, you know, there was this nigga and I fucked her. You taking her back?
So you could dish it, but you can't take it.
Damn, call it what you want. I don't know if I could take that. Mm-hmm. I ain't been through that yet.
Okay.
Well, you come straight forward and be like, babe, ah, woo, woo.
Okay, what if you just happen to find out?
Your ass gonna get left right there.
So if you just happen to find out?
It's over with.
What if you messed up and then she messed up?
I know it ain't fair, but that's life shit.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback
with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you messed up, but then she, like, what if y'all was on a break? Let's just say, yep.
I ain't finna, You ain't hitting me with that. Ain't no
break.
What
is a break?
Ain't no break.
Ain't no, listen, if we have a break, and in between you go in, the break is over with. We over with.
Ain't what no if you went to another
so what's the point of the break then?
Ain't no breaks. That's what I'm saying. Okay. We're going to do this shit. We're going to fix it the right way. We
right in there. Ain't no break.
Get shit together. Ain't no breaks. Mm-hmm. That means we broke up.
Right.
And that means.
Yeah, like over. That's what it is. That was that little breakup to see, like,
yeah,
are we going to continue?
Yeah, but you're not going to have a break and then go do what the fuck you want to do and then come back to me talking about, all right, I'm healed now.
Now I'm healed.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm cool now. Hell no. That shit
okay.
Dead.
Okay. I'm all right. Healed, well, man. I don't know. I think guys I say that journey. Until it happens.
You right. Had a break before?
Yeah.
What you do on your break?
What the fuck I wanted. Because it's a break.
Tell me what you do on your break.
I did whatever I wanted to do because I was single.
Yeah, during the break, you're single.
You're single. Shit, you did what you did while you was in a relationship.
On your break, too.
What you do on your break?
I had a baby.
Do you know what? Normally, when I took my break, I was hurt during that break. So I didn't even get a chance to, like... Yeah,
ready.
I didn't get a chance. But now, I'm spinning a block. And to come back, I'm ready. You ready? Let's go.
To in reverse, y'all, like Diddy in the hypnotized video.
When I was younger, probably your age, I was heartbroken. So my break was more me crying and, oh my God, but I miss him. Okay, let's get back together. But now, oh, you want a break? Mm-hmm. No problem.
Because y'all doing what you want to do during the break, right?
Absolutely.
Y'all doing what y'all want to do when it ain't a break.
First of all, you did what you wanted to do while you was
crazy.
In a relationship. God just said that.
And
you
didn't.
But well, we don't want to fuck up his head. We don't can't
yeah,
give him
we don't.
That.
We don't. Yeah. But you know.
Nah, give it to me.
Nah, she
give it to me.
She
I need it. I need it right there. So I can know.
Because you know what I was telling somebody the other day for women, and I think men probably do this too. We know when we don't want to be with you anymore. Mm-hmm. We're broken up before you know we've broken up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We done checked out before.
How? Like
in our mind, like yeah, just already off it.
Yeah, we already
just so why are you still around? Just because, comfortability?
Yeah, and also sometimes it's hard to just let it go like that. Yes. We're just like easing out of it. We're trying to set up the next situation.
Not before, even that. Sometimes,
so you're trying to get closure first.
Well, not even that. Sometimes y'all might be involved in like a business situation or something might be happening to where as though you can't just pick up and leave.
So the variables matter.
Or if you live together or y'all got kids that like you can't just pick up and go. You got to figure it out. But while you're figuring it out in your mind, you like, fuck that nigga, peace. Like, I'm already off that.
Right. You already planned.
Or just also hoping that maybe, like, I was in a relationship 5 years, but the last 2 years, I can't even sleep with him. But I was hoping that because we had a kid together, that maybe
together.
It could come back. Maybe
for the kids. Mm-hmm.
But emotionally, I was off of it. So there was no sex. So to me, because there was no sex, we're not together, but I was still like, it was still like a hope of
a little glimmer.
If because of this, he'll get back. And then it just.
Girl, you stopped having sex with him for 2 years. He was having sex with somebody else. And, that was too.
For
y'all
sure.
Were roommates at that point.
Yeah. Well, we wasn't even living together.
Y'all was co-parenting.
And I'm quite sure he knew in his head he was over it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because when I left, he went
two
fucking
years,
nuts.
No
he
sex?
Went nuts.
Oh, he was having sex. Let's be clear.
Yeah, he was having sex. Yeah. I wasn't.
They weren't.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You think that for men and women is different, right? Some people feel like men can have sex with women and not really care at all, but women can't do that.
That's true. Facts.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be considered a hoe. That's just point blank, period.
I must have had a hoe phase then, because I've definitely had sex with somebody that was just sex.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. He enjoyed
it. He looks so appalled right now. This is so funny to
No emotion. It was good. It was great. It was a good time. I enjoyed it.
I can't be with you.
It was recreation.
I can't be with a girl like that. Right. Man, that's crazy.
I mean, I think that physically, like,
if it's okay for you to do it.
I'm a nigga.
Oh, my
so
God.
So what?
Jesus Christ.
So what?
Like,
he's young.
Can't take it.
You
he
are.
Is, yeah. Are you in your 20s?
I'm 25.
My daughter older than you.
Huh?
My daughter is older than you. I could have pushed you out this pussy. Like, I'm older to be your mama.
Look young, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I drink young. A lot of water.
Yeah. And she's had sex with people and not cared about them. It makes you look young.
Absolutely. I might have let him come on my face, too, but still ain't care about him.
Please don't blow his mind.
No, stop fucking with him, because he's getting really...
He's horrified.
Y'all crazy.
I
don't want to make you uncomfortable. But this is lip service. You know where you're at, right?
I don't get uncomfortable.
Okay, good.
You heard what I said on front. What's the album finna come out? This shit for the trenches.
For the trenches.
I'll
drink some water to that.
Let's do it.
I know. I mean, I think it's hard. You know, I get it. Like, you feel how you feel. But I will say, it's different now. Like, women are able to do, I feel like, the same things that men do a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Truthfully. Like, what y'all do, women. And sometimes y'all.
But they still ain't going to never get wifed up.
You're going to be a hoe all your life until you're 50. Think about how many people we know, how many women that publicly have done whatever they've done and they get wiped,
there's a lot of goofy ass niggas out there.
I turned down the marriage proposal.
Right. It's not, I don't think that it matters.
I think we all have turned down.
I told him no.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't wifing no bitch that got multiple bodies. It's over with.
What do you mean by multiple? What is multiple? How many is multiple?
Right. Oh no. So he's saying you mean bodies as in people that you know.
No, not even that I know. The streets talk. Like I said, you got a lot of bodies. Yo, out of there. I wish I would.
What is a lot of bodies?
So the streets in the.
What's the number? What's a lot of bodies?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh my God.
So 3 is okay.
I want to talk to you.
It all depends. Wait,
no more than 10.
I want to know the number.
I'm sorry.
If it's 10, you definitely over with.
7.
I mean, but he's 25. How many bodies you got?
What the fuck that means? Because I'm 25.
How many bodies you got?
Over 200.
So the woman can't have more than 5.
He's a hoe.
Yeah, it's over with.
You a fucking hoe.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so confused.
200? That's crazy.
And she can't have 10?
It's over with.
In her lifespan?
I'm the only one that could do that.
In her lifespan?
You can't do that.
In your lifespan?
You can't do that.
In her whole life, she can't have 10 bodies. In her whole life.
You think you're...
Why? Wait. But why?
What you mean? You think I want a bitch that been passed around to the whole neighborhood?
I'm not talking about the neighborhood. 10 people in a lifespan. I'm talking about 10 people in a lifespan. I'm talking about through high school,
be really
through college,
some
through
shit
adult
for me to,
life.
Goddamn it.
10 people in the whole adult life. 10 people.
He can do 5, but not 10.
I ain't even say 5. So I said 3.
Oh, come on.
So, well, why did
actually,
so
he
bad?
Said 4. Yo, you have, listen, you have a dick that has been with 200 pussies.
You got a Honda Accord with all them 200,000 miles on it. You got 200,000 miles on your 1996 Honda Accord.
This still and a this lamb bitch. Truck. I don't fuck about none of that.
And I'm not saying personally. I'm talking about mileage wise, because you're not putting 200 miles on a lamb truck. You know what I'm saying? You're putting $200 on a Mazda. You're putting 200 miles on a Honda. You're not putting $200 on that type of money. That's what I meant by that. No, I just wanted you to understand.
Still,
I wasn't trying to disrespect you.
Listen,
in that,
you still
in
ain't fucking more than the many niggas I said. It's over.
So
with.
I have a question. More like a scenario, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's say Laura, in her lifetime, has had 3 boyfriends, and with boyfriend number 1,
that's just publicly though.
In her lifetime, she's had 3 boyfriends.
What about behind the scenes?
In her lifetime, she's had three boyfriends.
Not period.
Yeah, just period.
Three.
She's, yeah.
I heard Lori, whatever her name, too many times.
No,
she's talking about
I'm talking about Lori. I'm trying to give you a scenario.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Where you go with this one, right? So Laura in her life had three boyfriends.
Yep.
Boyfriend number one, they had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend number two, they had sex 5 times a week, right? Okay. Every single day, Monday through Friday, they had sex, right? Boyfriend number three, whatever. She had a baby by him too, right? Now, let's just say me, right? I dated around, but I wasn't having a lot of sex. But it was more people. So is it because it's more people and more bodies, more different dicks?
No.
So what if she was getting fucked 10 times as much as I was getting fucked, but it was more people for me and less people for her? That's what I'm trying to get at. What difference does it make in the pussy? It was still getting fucked.
She worth it. You not.
Because that, it was, not answer.
Let him,
was
let, more, him, let him, let him, let
listen,
him, let
that's
answer.
Because it, you had more dicks stuck in you and she had the same dick stuck in her. Am I right?
But more times.
That don't matter. So, once you get so those in, certain in essence, names on you, it's over with.
So, it's about the name and not about the physical act.
Exactly.
Because in essence, her pussy way more ran through if she was having way more sex with just three people.
Sorry, Laura.
So the pussy could get ran through by three men and dogged out by three men. Not Laura's, but dogged out by three men, right? And that's okay. But the preserved pussy, even though it was 10 people, but not as many times.
When you've been around, it's just like,
It's because it's more people.
Yeah, when you've been around,
make
it's
make
over
sense.
With. Yeah, when you've been around, it's over with.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you regret any of the women that you had sex with? Like, are there women
no,
that you're like...
No, because I knew my motive already. I'm not trying to wife you. I'm just fucking you.
Or but are there some women you're like, man, dick. I shouldn't even have did
so
that.
So you'll fuck a girl with 200 bodies, but you won't wife a girl with 200
exactly.
bodies.
Exactly.
Okay.
But either way, you put your dick in her.
It don't matter. Condoms make sense, right?
You can still catch herpes with a condom.
I ain't catching no herpes, though.
But let me ask you this. Have you ever denied, like, have you ever had sex with somebody and been like, damn, why did I do that?
I mean, I had, when I was 15 years old, I had this 41-year-old fat white girl.
That's against the law.
You was a sugar baby.
I'm grown. Who gonna tell? So
she was cake mama.
How did you even meet her?
I met her through my cousin. That was my cousin's sugar mama first. When she met me, it was over with.
Oh my God. She chose.
You stole.
She chose up.
You gotta think. I'm from the trenches. Like,
she chose up.
My vibe different.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So she chose me. Cuz got mad. Mm-hmm. Talking crazy. But he stepped to the side. He knew what was up. You feel me?
She chose
all right,
up.
So that woman already had two bodies that we know of. Okay, so.
She fucked cuz for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was
you
cool.
Feel me? We was all
was
looking
care.
At it as a finesse. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
So, like, what was she doing
She
for
was
you?
Taking care of me.
Like
every
how?
Day. Cars,
everything.
Money, mm-hmm. whatever I wanted.
Was it sex
she gave
good?
It to me. Sex, I wasn't even trying to fuck her. She begged me to fuck. And when I left out, I'm like, what the
that
fuck?
That is traumatizing.
But
I'm
guess
sorry.
What?
I'm traumatized.
Listen, I got everything I needed out of it.
Okay.
Is she on Facebook? Do you still keep in contact?
I still keep in contact with her a little bit.
You do?
You know
a little bit.
That's so nice.
No, look, that's just because what she did for me in the past when I was fucked up. You feel me?
She kind of got you fucked up, too. That's really
so
terrible.
So she's 51 now.
I pay, I you know what I'm saying? I pay the respect. I reach out. What's up? You good? You straight? Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Y'all ooh. Don't have a link up still?
Nah, no
sneaky
linking.
Link?
It's over with.
No link.
That is so
I never
predatory.
Stick
she
my
was
dick
41.
In that
number. That's awful.
She was
that's
41.
Awful. That's
now
awful.
She's 51.
She damn near, yeah, somewhere around.
Because you think about it, what if it was a 15-year-old girl
mm-hmm,
and a 41-year-old man? We'd be like,
no,
oh
see,
my
you see
God.
How that's different? You see how that's different?
It shouldn't be, though.
It shouldn't
but
be at
that,
all.
That,
it's
listen,
really not.
That's just reality.
It's really not. You know what's not different?
Reality.
It's not different in the eyes of the law. That's where it's not different.
That's just reality.
And also, I feel like you probably traumatized and you don't know it from
he,
that.
He don't know
yeah,
it.
You got
he
PTSD.
Don't, yeah, you don't realize
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he don't
but
know.
One day you're going to need therapy for that.
Yo,
one day.
Say I got
you said
PTSD
she was big. One day you're going to need therapy. One day.
Wait, you said she was big.
Yeah, you've been through some shit, my nigga.
Oh, why?
Wait,
why you need
been through some shit.
Because I fucked a 41-year-old fat girl.
Okay, so
let me ask you a question.
That ain't the only reason.
Did you eat her pussy?
No.
No, hell no. Why would you even ask that? You want another drink? Come here.
Oh, my God.
Look at you. Let me write.
Banana sauce.
Let me write.
Also, when she said Lori, you thought she said Lori Harvey, Lori, and you was going to say something. Would you, do you feel like Lori Harvey?
I just heard her name in a mix too. I don't want nothing to do with.
Since you're talking about pass around.
I don't want nothing to do with.
There's no way you could make me believe that if Lori Harvey was like, yo, what's.
I probably fuck her and shit.
But you won't wife her?
No, for what? For what?
Mm. Let me ask you this.
I just want to hit it like
a lot of niggas
you
doing it though.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Has your girl ever told you you need therapy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think about that when she told you that?
I was in denial, you know. I ain't fucking with that shit. Fuck, I need therapy.
Therapy is amazing.
It is. Therapy changed my life.
But you feel me? After a while, it was like, damn, I do be tweaking sometimes.
Did you try it? Did you try it?
Fucked up a little bit in the mind. Let me, you know.
So you tried it?
I ain't gonna lie. Like,
you should.
Yeah.
She reached out to some people, and my manager reached out to some people. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They trying to get me to do therapy.
You should.
30-minute phone calls and all this extra shit. I'm not tripping.
Yeah.
I ain't tripping. I'm fucking with it. You feel me?
Good.
But at first, I was just like, hell no. Fuck.
I think you should just even because listening to your music and how it's therapeutic for you. But
yeah.
It is a lot of things that you've been through. And I feel like you want to get it off your chest, but I feel like it'll also give you like tools to be able to know how to deal with certain stuff that you might not know. That a professional could be like, all right, so you feel like this because of this. Here are some things that you can do.
For sure.
And your music and might also change too.
Yeah. Well, and also I think it might get deeper too. Yeah. Like there'll be another layer
of your music. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because there's probably so many people going through.
It's going to unlock some shit in you. You don't even know you got. Now. I promise you.
For real?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's some things that you probably going through that
you were therapy?
I'm in therapy. Listen, I'm a teen mom. I grew up without my father, my kids. I had mad trauma. And since I've been in therapy, I have not thought about any of that stuff. Because they helped me understand that my past and the things that happened to me growing up does not affect who I am today. And they helped me like analyze a lot of different
things. So any of y'all in therapy? Mm-hmm. You? Mm-hmm. And you?
Yeah, I'm not.
She need to be in therapy though.
Yeah, I'm not currently, but I've done therapy, and I actually do want to go back.
I'm gonna try it though. I just actually got a code. Thank you, BetterHelp. I'm gonna
pass the code because I need it.
I never tried it, but I do feel like it can't hurt at all.
Nah, for sure it can't hurt. That's why I said I'm cool. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let me see what it's like.
Yeah. Shout out, Maria.
Me personally, I went through couples therapy, and then recently, I've unfortunately had a lot of deaths in my life, and at this point, I think I need a little bit of grief therapy.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Thank you, because I'm triggered by like the smallest things right now. Like literally,
got anxiety.
It'll be like I'll see something or I'll hear something or I'll smell something
and it'll get you riled up.
I'll literally bust out in tears. Like I'll
that's
have a
how
moment.
I'd be too though.
Yeah, so yeah. I feel like I need to talk my way through that with somebody that can really help me untie that knot that I feel like I have in my chest.
Yeah, I definitely stop. I cry less now. Mm-hmm. I used to cry like...
Although there's nothing wrong with crying.
It's nothing wrong. Yeah, crying to me was my therapy. But since I started therapy, I've learned to deal with those emotions besides crying. Like, mm-hmm. I'll cry if you tell me, oh my God, you're doing so great. I'm like... Ah! Mm-hmm. Because I'm not used to hearing those things.
Exactly.
I'm used to hearing, you're not good enough, or you're never going to be this, or you're never going to do that. Because... Niggas, brother, family, growing up. I had a kid at 16. So once you had a kid at 16, and I'm Spanish, and I'm a Black Dominican.
You say you're Spanish?
Yes, I'm a Black Dominican. So, you know, it's a whole back thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
and plus, you got a lot of people relying on you now too.
Yeah, for sure. That.
You know what I'm saying? And like you said, major label deal, album about to come out maybe this month. Mm-hmm. You know, potentially
3 kids.
And a possible.
Yeah, and a possible and a that possible. You got to find out about.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you had 4.
He said he was trying to.
No. 3 and a possible.
And he talked about that.
I tried to get it, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But
like a
motherfucker must knew in their head.
How you feel in the pit? In the pit of your stomach, how you feel about it?
When I first was like getting them and shit, I used to like just stare at them like.
To try to see it.
Hey, gang, you look at him real quick. He got the same eyes or same nose. Or shame, you feel what I'm saying? I used to be doing that. Then I'd tell his mama, like, hey, send me some baby pictures on. She sent me some baby pictures. I put them bitches next to my face.
Yeah, next to your baby pictures.
Let bro them see. I'm like, gang,
next to your baby pictures.
Look, like, what's going on? Bro, some of bro, and I'm like, nah, bro.
You better swab his cheek.
Nah, bro, his hair too good.
But the feeling when you're with him, when you spend time with him, is it like with your kids? Like, is there a different vibe?
Yeah, it's like. This my son, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna lie, it's like, this my son, but like...
So would you be heartbroken if you found out he wasn't yours?
I wouldn't be heartbroken because I'm ready for that. I don't already prepare myself
you set yourself
for that.
Up to,
how old is he?
You feel me? He's 5 right now.
So you've already been in his life. So if you find out he's not yours, would you still actively be in his life?
That's what my people told me. They said, you should still be in his life because you... But I'm
I don't think if that'll do him any good.
If that ain't mine, I don't want no dealings with it.
I also feel like that might not be the best thing for the kid.
But what if he's already attached, got started.
No, but he's so young that he'll eventually forget about
saying.
You.
He's 5.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, because, you know, his real father, she should know who that is.
But then it was pictures going around on the internet with him, his face, and another nigga face.
And you saw
some lyrics. Messy, so
yeah.
Poor baby.
Kind of. But it was like, what the fuck?
Mouth spot. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on?
You know,
but listen though, his mama told me when we got into big arguments. His mama told me, "You could have swabbed them yourself." And da 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 da. But listen, I always said, "Look, me and you, let's go down to this place and let's figure this shit out." She never wanted to come. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because she had a boyfriend or I don't know. You feel me? But after a while, when he wasn't around me no more, she said, you could have swabbed him yourself, but he ain't around me no more.
I commend you for doing what you did and mm-hmm. for wanting to know. And it's fucked up that she didn't want to give you that. But maybe that's a sign that you should just move on because...
Yeah, and that's what I did.
Because guess what? At this point, not for nothing, I don't know what she do for a living or how her life is. But at this point, if he is your
life
baby...
Life a Milky Way.
Wow. Well, at this point, if he is your baby, she should be trying to make sure that her son is going to be taken care of because exactly. she has the means like, to do so. So if she's not running down for you to try to get you to do
she
it...
She know what it is.
Then yeah, she know what it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You ain't wrong.
How has life changed for you since signing the deal and getting the money?
Taking care of my mamas, my brothers, my sisters, my kids, waking up, being able to do what I want to, how I want to, when I want to. It's just a lovely...
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm. What's the most
the man upstairs.
What's the most expensive thing you bought?
An AP watch, $60,000.
Okay. Watches are an investment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely an investment piece.
If you do it right and don't bust it down.
And don't lose it.
Yeah.
And don't lose it. It's insured, right?
Unfortunately, it's gone.
Oh, well okay. I
done ran through Bandera 5-6 watches already.
Okay. What is happening?
Oh my gosh.
How are you losing these watches?
I can't even say it on this motherfucker.
I feel like I know.
Me too.
Next question.
One of them 200 women.
Oh, shit. Damn,
I didn't want to say it, but they said what I was thinking. Mm.
You should do a song called 200 Women.
Nah, I'm going to do one called 300, because I just said that little number.
Okay, I like more than that.
How can you count?
That's the thing.
Okay, what's the thing?
I don't know.
Okay. Damn. Got it.
I just know it's around now.
But it's a wrap now because you're in a happy, healthy relationship.
Yeah, I'm in a happy, healthy relationship.
No more stumbles.
It's over with. It's over with.
You see yourself getting married?
I don't know yet. It all depends. Mm-hmm. My girl asked me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to see what's the vibes is, man.
What's the vibes?
Look how uncomfortable that he's
y'all have any of your children hers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One of them.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The last
The last one.
Okay. I feel like y'all going to be in each other's lives regardless. But
for
I also
surely.
Feel like at this point, I don't know how old she is. I'm guessing around your age. I feel like at this point.
She's 26.
Yeah, I feel like at this point, y'all too young for marriage anyway. I feel like y'all should
See, but that's why I'm telling you, like, marriage is cool, but like.
Not yet.
I got to see the vibe. I got to let it go on a little
Keep
longer.
Keep living life a little bit.
Yeah.
And for sure gaining wisdom.
But I also feel like it depends.
And,
some people have been through a lot of stuff and get married. Like, it just depends. You know what I'm saying?
And they've known each other. Like, you knew
that
her.
That was your crush from
He does
back
not
in the
want
day.
To be married right now, y'all.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's seeing the vibes.
But you believe
in
marriage.
Me and her, we're going to run these hoes together.
Huh? Oh, my God.
So you're going to get another 300 bodies.
We'll probably do it together. It all.
So y'all already do threesomes?
No, we ain't did one. Yeah, we've been trying to see what
So let me ask you a question.
We or you?
I have a question.
Huh?
We or you?
Me and her.
I
have a question.
We're trying to see if we're going to do it. She's still...
On the fence.
On the fence.
She no so look. She my performance crazy.
Uh huh.
And she don't wanna.
She don't wanna
let
share.
Me perform
share.
Over there, and I.
So maybe you could watch her with somebody else.
Yeah.
I would never.
What?
Wait.
So okay. I have a question.
I would.
If y'all
never.
Decide to do this threesome, does the girl count as a body?
On who? Me?
On her.
No, that don't count as no fucking body.
Oh, nice.
So wait, so what's
that's
not
something
a dick?
I wanted to do.
Because so it's not a dick,
that's
it don't count because it's not a dick.
And it ain't no dick.
Gosh. Is she having
hey, listen,
is she
if women fucked a million bitches out here, guess what?
They
it wouldn't
no
matter
bodies.
To me.
They're virgin.
That's zero. You hear me?
He's just
hey,
making
guess
up
what? That woman can't do, that girl can't do nothing I could do. You hear me? That's factual.
She could eat pussy
I
better than
way
you
more
probably.
Bitches than you probably could imagine. And she guess what? Could.
Why are you gonna say that? Now you trying to get me started.
I could tell you. I could tell you. I could tell you otherwise. You ain't got to worry about that. What I'm saying is, I could tell you otherwise. Okay. I got a whole lot of experience, baby. I've been fucking since before you was in your daddy nutsack. Okay.
That's
and
probably
female.
That's
and female.
Hey, look.
That.
Let me tell you something though. That's probably true. But I know a lot of niggas that probably been fucking since I was in my daddy nutsack, and I perform better than that.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking about women. We talking about women.
Mm. Okay.
And I'm trying to understand why a woman don't count as a body.
I don't feel like they
as long
do
as
enough.
She's the dick
they're exchanging bodily fluids.
Yeah, I understand.
They sucking each other pussy. They bumping each other pussy. They making each other orgasm. They touching and licking. And
yeah.
That's sex.
Yeah.
That's sex.
Ain't no sex.
They playing with toys. Double ended strap on.
That ain't no sex.
That's sex.
Them toys ain't no
so
sex.
If you found out that she had bottomless mimosas with her homegirl at brunch toy. And then they sucked
That's just like me and Jill masturbating to the TV.
Listen, if you find out that your woman is sucking her homegirl pussy right now while you here sitting on the couch with us, you ain't gonna be mad?
Come fuck that bitch with me.
But you gonna be mad that she did it without you.
For what? This next time, though, come on. Okay. It's time.
So it feels like it's gonna happen though. Like she's on the fence about it.
Yeah, she iffy about it.
There's
but I'm gonna make
to
it happen.
There's rules for a threesome. She got to pick the girl.
No, I could pick the girl.
No, but that's the rule.
I got good taste.
But for the girl, she got to feel comfortable with the girl.
Yeah, she got to pick
the girl. You can't just bring any random bitch.
But I can pick a girl and say,
want.
"Hey, baby, is she good?"
No, because you could double back to her. You could double. I'm picking a girl. You got because you could double back to that girl you pick. She need to pick the girl. You need not have nothing to do with the girl.
I don't think my girl like on that type of time enough to pick the girl or even approach a girl.
She
on
really
that type
ain't.
Of time.
If she on the fence,
you
she
feel
ain't.
What I'm saying?
But you're okay if she just says she doesn't want to do it. You'll be okay with that too.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's wifey. I gotta respect her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Wishes and shit.
And what if she's like, okay, here's the rules? Because I actually read a whole book about the rules of threesomes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what if she's like, well, I don't want you to. You know, put your penis in her, and I don't want y'all to kiss, but we could all three be together, but it's gonna be me and her doing
I'll
stuff.
I'll be like, babe, but you right here. Like, you right here, babe. Like, what are you talking about?
As a person that's had a whole lot of threesomes, I think a lot of those rules are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you agreeing to do it, you agreeing to do it. Like, why you got to put stipulations on it?
Exactly.
I told y'all plenty of times the story about the girl who made the nigga stop fucking me mid-stroke because she was jealous. Like, I can't believe you're doing to her like that. It's too... Girl, guess what he did? Double Craig back on. For years.
What's her name?
Who, the girl name?
No, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Gigi McGuire.
Gigi McGuire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Miss Show Me the Money.
Miss Show Me the Money.
Miss Don't forget that. Miss Show Me the Money.
Mm-hmm.
What you do?
This.
Go ahead, Gigi. Talk your shit.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. No, that's cool.
He could do whatever little research he wants to. He'll find what he's looking for.
Gigi McGuire.
Mm-hmm. He about to do some research.
Be like, babe, can we bring Gigi McGuire?
But listen, we have to go because the studio's up. But
yeah, they're kicking us out.
I know, and you flew in and just came straight here from the airport, which we appreciate.
No, for sure that.
You know, everybody.
I appreciate y'all the most.
No, I was like, Lil Zay Osama's coming. I was like, is he going to be able to talk about these? But you did great.
Yes.
Even though we didn't agree with most of what you said, you still did.
At all.
Y'all women, it's of fine, course. Yeah. It's four women in here and one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, no, that's fine. It's a good position for you to be in.
Yeah.
y'all helped me a little bit too.
We got to expand your mind a little bit.
But no, honestly, thank you so much for coming through and congratulations on everything.
Yes.
No, for sure.
Congratulations.
Appreciate that.
After therapy, come back and talk to us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell us about therapy and the threesome.
tell your therapist about the threesome and then come holler at us.
All right, it's
Let's
lip
see
service.
What you say.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.